Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already another Monday, a big fat week spanning out before us. It is the 8th of December, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We got George doing a great job riding shotgun with us. We'll be here for the next 3 hours with a ton of vital news and riveting, very important information. And I want to have wide open phones today, whether you agree with me, disagree with me, hate me. Questions, comments, news items I'm not covering that you think are important. We're going to have wide open phones on this 8th of December 2003 Monday edition throughout the broadcast. Toll-free number to join us on air. Any issue you want to discuss, wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, Bush presides over biggest growth in U.S. spending since 1990. We've already talked about record expansion in the size of government and loss of liberty and every Bill Clinton activity and program being radically expanded. Dollar drops to record against euro, 11-year low versus the pound over the weekend. Gold had hit $408, or almost $408, $407 and something like 50-something cents, and it looks like it's going to continue to go upwards. This is amazing. I heard the experts that I trust predict this for the end of this year, and it's happening right on schedule, or as the Europeans say, schedule. Very, very serious. Global warming could submerge 3 large Indian cities in the subcontinent. More propaganda from the globalists, this out of AFP. Also, last week, the Supreme Court threw out the Silvera case, which was standing up for the Second Amendment. They affirmed the appeals court that said there is no Second Amendment. All guns can be banned and confiscated. The Supreme Court agrees. Now, remember, the vast majority of them appointed by Republicans. Of course, the Democrats are voting against the guns as well. But we have our neocon court against the guns, against the Fourth Amendment, against the Second Amendment, against everything. We'll be going over that. And a whole stack of news here. Every day I probably see, I don't know, 15, 20 of these articles, and I'm not even looking for them. Pharmacy manager shoots would-be robbers. Woman slashed to death in sword attacks. You got to ban those swords. Home entry not random, sheriff says. Woman attacked by criminal, she takes him out. Cape man defends shooting of neighbor's pet bull that was attacking him. I mean, these articles, I see them all the time. Also, a story of a man defending himself and being grabbed by the police. And we'll talk about the travesty of justice, the plight of Melvin Spaulding. Tough new tactics by U.S. tighten grip on Iraq towns. They're turning entire towns, according to the New York Times, into concentration camps. The New York Times says this is a great idea. They're, of course, all for it, spinning it. Now, we'll get into that report. Also, Newt Gingrich says that we've driven off a cliff in Iraq and are going to fail, basically. That out of Time magazine. This is one of the guys, of course, who was for the war. Newsweek. Gingrich speaks out against administration's policy in Iraq, so Time and Newsweek are reporting on that, saying the U.S. went off a cliff. Folks, that's just some of it. We'll get into some of the new layoffs and the real economic numbers after this quick break. That's only the tip of the iceberg of what we'll be covering. New developments in the Mexican troops kidnapping Texas family. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are prisonplanet.com, updated freshly this morning for you, and infowars.com. We'll be back with the details on the news, your calls, and a lot more. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling, because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The dollar has been dropping every day for the last week. Gold is rising in accordance with that. And shocking a lot of establishment economists, gold is skyrocketing while the stock market has been going up. But simply put, that's because the dollar has been massively devalued, so it's going to take more of those dollars to buy stocks. And the dollar has dropped a lot more than the stocks have gone up. Stocks go up by 6%, the dollar drops by 30%+. I've been saying 32-33%. I actually saw some of the numbers going back over 2 years. It's dropped 43% against the euro. I've been going off numbers over the last year and a half, but if you go back over 2 years, the euro was about 80 cents to the dollar and has now risen to about $1.22, $1.23 against the dollar. And so that's a 40%+ drop in the dollar. The dollar has been the world reserve currency since the end of 1945, since the end of World War II, going into 1946, it became the world reserve currency. And that meant we had a strong dollar, which was a commodity in and of itself. We could buy goods worldwide if they just printed it off the press. That was our main GDP, was the fiat global currency. We're now being replaced with the euro, as the Davos Economic Forum said they would do 3+ years ago. They said that they were going to lower the dollar slowly as to not create panic in the U.S. and replace the world reserve currency with the euro. And so you may not care about economics, you may not care about the dollar, but this is affecting you. It's affecting every single one of us. And more details of that are coming up. Also, we're going to have open phones here on the show on this 8th of December edition on this Monday. And I know we've got folks already holding, Emmett and others. The toll-free number to join me on air is 1-800-259-9231. If you want to talk about the dollar or the economy or the layoffs or the war, want to talk about the police state, want to talk about the Patriot Act, the Second Amendment. But an issue that we need to spend a lot of time on this week is what the Supreme Court did last week that I just became aware of last Thursday. And over the weekend, I had some time to read over the Supreme Court ruling on the Second Amendment, and they have seconded the appeals court ruling and put it back to the appeals court and said no need to re-rule on this. We believe there is no Second Amendment, that all guns can be registered, banned, or confiscated. That's what the ruling says. I have it here in front of me. And simultaneously, they have the neocon reporters in the major gun publications saying, hey, registration isn't a restriction. Banning some guns isn't a problem. Don't be an extremist. Go ahead and go along with this. And a few months ago in federal court in D.C., the NRA lawyer said that they're all for registering all guns and not letting you leave your home without, not even with a permit, that guns should not leave the home was the quote. And the Cato Institute and others have gone public about their lawsuits for the Second Amendment being covertly blocked by the National Rifle Association. Trojan horses, folks, Benedict Arnold, traitors. We would get our Second Amendment back. We would repeal laws. We have the power. The biggest lobby in the country, much bigger than even seniors, is the 100-plus million gun owners. But we can't get them moving. We can't get them to stand up and resist this tyranny. There's about 125 million gun owners, roughly. A little under half the population own guns. But we can't get them moving because they all think the NRA is there protecting them and we're losing everything. So here's reflections upon the U.S. Supreme Court's rejection of the Silvera case that was brought by the Second Amendment Foundation and Mr. Silvera against Lockyer. When the U.S. Supreme Court denied a hearing in the Silvera versus Lockyer Second Amendment lawsuit Monday, responses in the gun rights community ranged from happy and relieved to disillusioned and angry, see? Having co-invested thousands of hours and tens of thousands of dollars in the case with the amazing help of many individual American people who, like me, wanted to give the system another chance to redeem itself, I find myself in the outraged, disheartened, and disgusted camp. This is Angel Shammai of Keep and Bear Irons being attacked by the neocon gun groups. They had a big fund drive to fund this lawsuit. And it was a good lawsuit on the basis of the Second Amendment, not some little side tertiary issue. And a lot of the neocons, I have a stack of the articles here today in the big gun group websites, are saying, oh, this is good. We didn't want to have a Supreme Court case because the Supreme Court would rule against it, and we don't want to have that. Let's just leave it at the appeals court level, at the circuit court level, and we'll just allow that to take place. Well, now the states and all over the place have got laws to go ahead and start banning guns wholesale, Illinois, Ohio, you name it, and they're going to use this ruling. So it stops there. The Supreme Court agreed with the ruling, said they wouldn't hear it, didn't send it back to the court, just said we agree with the ruling, and the circuit court ruled, you may remember earlier this year, that there is no Second Amendment. All guns can be banned. All guns can be registered or confiscated. California Attorney Peter Mankus is also displeased, and he's chosen to share his reflections upon the U.S. Supreme Court rejection of Silvera below his candor authenticity, accuracy, and lucidity in his message were surely to strike a nerve, especially among those who are more concerned about being liked, about being nice, and about not wanting to appear extreme than they are about being honest and forthright and courageous in their use of what's left of our freedom of speech. Like Patrick Henry, Mr. Mankus, we're going to get him on the show this week, does not concern himself with such nonsense as tyranny with manners. Mr. Mankus talks straight and speaks the unspeakable with the directness sadly absent in upper echelons of the gun rights movement. Thus, the below will get him painted as a heroine by some and as dangerous by others, further revealing the widening chasm between shooters and patriots. In other words, Peter Mankus is a leader, and his message below is good stuff. After reading the statement of his, hopefully people will revisit his Liberty piece, too. And there's a link to that. We're going to post this on prisonplanet.com. It's at keepandbeararms.com/Mankus/Silvera.asp. Now, it's 38 pages long from there, and I can't read all of it, but I'm going to read some of it. But to boil it down, still Angel Shemaiah doesn't get the full horror of it. He's saying, man, what is it about the NRA saying they want to register all the guns and not let you leave your home with them? What is it about the NRA being glad that we lost a gun case? Why do they keep blocking us? Man, they're stupid. They sure want to get along with the politicians up in Washington. Man, they're dumb. No, they're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. Folks, they had bills to ban people under 21 from touching a handgun, under 18 from touching a rifle. It would ban Junior Olympics and some Olympic shooters in Texas. They had bills to shut down the gun shows. They had bills to do everything. And this was 4 years ago, two sessions ago. And remember, I went in and got the video of the bribery going on. It made headlines all over the state and in some national papers, and the video was posted all over the Internet. By the grace of God, we caught this going on. But I was attacked by the NRA, that is, Peaceable Texas for Firearms Rights, in the Dallas Morning News. They called us extreme and talked nice about the gun control groups. And the NRA wouldn't come to our rallies. We've had congressmen and senators at rallies before. A lot of prominent people. JPFO's been there. Gun Owners of America's been there. But NRA wouldn't come. We've seen them all over the country tell people to compromise. Well, compromise is if they gave up a foot and we gave up a foot, we'd be in the same spot. The globalists never give up an inch. We're just pushed more and more towards the edge of that cliff, and there's not much further to fall. And, it's amazing. It's amazing to see this case, to have the Supreme Court not hear it, and say that the San Francisco court ruling stands for the entire country by the Supreme Court doing that. That's now a national precedent with that federal court, one of the highest courts in the land, and the Supreme Court says, yeah, we agree with it. We're not going to hear it. And again, seven of the members, almost two-thirds, well, the vast majority, more than, of the Supreme Court, were put there by Republicans. And I hear all this stuff of, we better vote for Bush so he'll appoint good members to the Supreme Court. And oh, these dastardly Democrats, they block our nominees. It doesn't matter, folks. Bush says he's going to sign the assault weapons ban next year. Only about 6 months away. Less than 6 months now. What is it, 4 months? They're going to reauthorize the assault weapons ban, and the bill he says he will sign, according to the Associated Press, bans another 60-something type of rifles, dozens of types of shotguns, dozens of different types of handguns. Depending on the interpretation, it's above 100 different types of weapons. Folks, this is amazing. And the average neocon listening to Savage or Limbaugh or Hannity will never know about this. They have no idea. When it does happen, well, I guess Bush had to compromise. That's what the NRA magazine tells me to do. How good Ashcroft is as he quadruples the funding for the BATF and builds a giant building in Washington, one of the biggest buildings in D.C. now, under construction, almost done, a gigantic complex. And they've got the Strengthening the NICS program funding, Republican-sponsored, that Bush says he'll sign, that turns the Total Information Awareness Network loose on gun owners. You realize how big this is, folks? Now, who are the traitors here? 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Republican Party controls the House, the Senate. That's the legislative, folks. The executive, the presidency. Most of the governorships of the states. They also control the judicial, the vast majority. And all of this gun control, all of this evil taking place right now. And again, the average conservative has no idea. I get emails every week going, you're a liar. Bush didn't say he'd sign the assault weapons ban. We'll email them back and go, here's the news link. They'll email back, I apologize. I can't believe it. I called the NRA and they wouldn't talk about it. They just said, well, we're neutral on it. Folks, We're about to go to Emmett, Ethan, John, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Then I'll get into all this Second Amendment news. Also, dollar drops, folks, to record lows against the euro. And no, this is not old news of last week. It's dropping every day. It's dropping more and more. It's just unbelievable, and we'll talk about what that means for our economy. Also, Bush presides over biggest growth in U.S. spending since 1990. Judge a tree by its fruits. Judge a tree by its fruits. What do you see happening around you? Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's talk to Emmett in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding. First caller of the day. Go ahead.
Yes, I hate to rub it in, but how about 36 over 10? Eagles over the Cowboys.
Yes, it's very important.
Yes, I know. Why, Alex, does two wrongs make a right? I'm glad that you've talked about Joe McCarthy and that he's vindicated, but he was a Catholic. I'm not a Catholic basher. I buy Gregorian chants and masses and listen to them myself. But the Catholic Church backed Hitler early in his rise to power.
Well, a lot of people did. A lot of the establishments, Zionist groups funded him, the Rothschilds funded him, that's now known. The British Crown was funding him, the Bushes were funding him, Roosevelt was involved with him, about everybody was. There were New Yorker articles in the late 30s about how wonderful Hitler was.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And it gets worse. The Catholic Church helped get a lot of Nazis out in the late 40s. But did you know Herbert Bush's daddy, Prescott Bush, got most of the Nazi funds through his operations right up until 1953? He was the guy putting them in Latin America, putting them out west in West Texas and New Mexico. My grandfather worked for oil companies. He said there were Nazis all over the place out there. My grandfather lived out in Midland for a while.
Okay.
So, yeah, the entire establishment created the Nazis and then protected them, and they hung a couple of them for a show trial. And then they brought legislation here, like the 68 Gun Control Act, taken word from word from the 1938 Nazi Gun Control Act, and Senator Dodd took that. I have the Library of Congress letter, had it translated and passed because he was a young assistant prosecutor in 1946 in Deutschland.
Well, you know, this latest statement by Bush that the Muslims worship the same God as the Christians really is throwing the neocons a curve.
Yeah, it is not the same God, folks.
No.
But that's very popular in these neocon churches. They just haven't read the Quran. I have. Not the whole thing, but I've read quite a bit of it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, Allah is the moon god. Now, that's the Quran. That's why their symbol is the crescent moon, folks. Allah was his family god, was Muhammad's family god, and that's the god he chose. There at Mecca was kind of a crossroads. They had hundreds of gods there. It was a worship center for everybody, and he chose that god. Ethan in Kentucky. Ethan, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi, Alex. Thanks for putting me on. First of all, I just want to say that I love your show. I listen to you every day. I check your update your website every day. Don't ever stop. And I want to say that I am a left-leaning libertarian, but I am anti-gun control. And as a liberal, I think that gun control is a gross infringement on individual liberty and civil rights.
Well, Thomas Jefferson said he was a liberal. I mean, I'm a liberal when it comes to putting ketchup on my French fries, but you don't mean you're the type of liberal that Bill Clinton is.
No, no. I think that the modern-day Democrats and the modern-day liberals are just, or they're a joke, and they're not what they say they are.
Well, I totally agree, and neither is Bush. They're really all voting for the same package of lies.
Yeah, it's just two sides of the same corrupted coin.
I tell you what, stay there, Ethan. I'll let you talk a little more on the other side and finish up. Then we'll go to John and others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to call in about whatever you want. We'll get back to you in a second, Ethan. You can disagree with me, agree with me, whatever. I'd like some folks to comment on the Second Amendment about to go bye-bye. Supreme Court says they can ban your guns.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisec, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Late summer 2003, Mainstream Press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
About the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're halfway into this first hour of this December 8, 2003 edition. In fact, it's 33 minutes and 20 seconds into the hour. We're about to go back to the loaded phone lines and then into the economy, the growth of government, Mexican troops attacking and kidnapping and shooting at people, new developments there. A bunch of government officials and Clinton White House people ending up dead. Very, very interesting info for you here on the show. Right now, let's go back to Ethan in Kentucky. Ethan was talking about how he sees himself, I guess, as a classical liberal. He's not part of the Democratic Party, and he believes in the Second Amendment. Ethan, what do you think about Bush saying he wants to sign the assault weapons ban, re-sign it, and the so-called conservative Supreme Court agreeing with the San Francisco federal court, saying, hey, you're not allowed to own guns. We can ban whatever we want, whenever we want. Your comments.
Well, of course, not a surprise. They're not true conservatives. They're tyrants, and they want to disarm the population so they can put us under total control. It's not a surprise at all.
And you call yourself a liberal agreeing on the Second Amendment, but Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh run offense and defense for Bush, covering this up and not telling their audience.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally against gun control. Totally. And I do consider myself a liberal. There are other issues that I'm more liberal on, but I'm for the most limited, small, decentralized government that gets more of a right, I guess. But that's what I agree with. But most other things I'm more liberal on. But when it comes to gun control, It's a personal, individual right that should never be infringed.
All right, Ethan.
But there's two quick things I want to talk about real quick.
Okay, real quick.
The first thing was about the Mexican military's recent actions.
Yes.
And I understand that nothing's being done at all by the official, our authorities here.
Yes, about 2 weeks ago, well, now more than 2 weeks ago, a family of five was kidnapped. They didn't release them for a couple days. Now they haven't released one of the individuals.
Uh-huh.
And the FBI is doing nothing. And when FBI agents get killed, when Border Patrol get killed, when forest agents get killed, the news basically ignores it. There's a few local stories. It's a whole trend of the Southwest being under Mexican military attack.
Uh-huh. Well, here's what I think we should do. I mean, I'm sure that we would be labeled terrorists for doing this, but and I'm not racist, but if this keeps happening, we need to organize a 500 to 1,000 person strong militia and march into Mexico and take them back.
Well, why would that be racist? I mean, if you go down to Mexico, there are black people, white people, folks of Indian stock,
uh-huh.
And they oppress their own population. If you try to go into Mexico, they'll basically shake you down for money for no reason.
Uh-huh.
Why is it? Why don't they say it's racist when that happens?
And
thanks for the call.
Oh,
Ethan.
One more thing.
I got to let you go. I appreciate the call. Look, 80%+ of Hispanic Americans are against the open borders and against the illegals pouring across. Okay? Because it's common sense. It's killing our economy. It's bad for our society. It's driving down the wages. It's horrible. But the media tries to make it an issue of race. Well, what is the race of somebody in Mexico? You can't even say what it is. It's a bunch of different races, a bunch of different mixed groups. So Mexico is using kind of a La Reconquista, reconquer the Southwest nationalism as Washington gets rid of our nationalism and encourages and funds the balkanization of the Southwest to make us more easily controlled. So that's what's really going on. John in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, Alex. Look, Alex, there's something else to be said about the Judge Moore case that hasn't been discussed. For maximum effect, the powers that be picked the decadent South in the middle of the Bible Belt to outlaw God. And they did this very deliberately to humble the Southern people and the whole Christian movement. It was not an accident. They could have picked any other place in the country to do their evil deeds, but they picked Birmingham, Montgomery, Alabama, the middle of the Bible Belt. How does that grab you?
Well, there are dozens of federal courthouses and buildings that have the Ten Commandments and other Christian icons.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
In them, and you're absolutely right. And now I have the reports stacked up in front of me where down in Galveston, Texas, and I have the Associated Press here, folks, a federal judge said if one young person in their acceptance speech says the word Jesus, they will be arrested and serve 6 months in prison. Now, I have articles where kindergartners are caught saying, God is great, God is good, let us thank him for our food. They're being brought to the principal's office, threatened with arrest. Lawyers are involved. Parents are threatened. CPS is called. Second graders are caught bowing their heads at lunch. They say even silent prayer is a Christian symbol. Now, again, separation of church and state was a Thomas Jefferson letter about not having the government running religion, not having the Christian faith in government. It was, let's not have the government. Well, what's the First Amendment say? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So it's the opposite, John, and now they're coming in with Soviet or Chinese style rules. And notice it was a Republican appointed judge that threw out what Moore had to say. Again, I rest my case. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the operative word there in the First Amendment is establishment, and that's never stressed like it ought to be. Look, old Judge Moore missed the golden opportunity. He put on a poor performance. He picked as his defense lawyer Pryor, who wound up prosecuting him. Moore missed the case to a golden opportunity to make the case for God and country, and he simply blew it. I think he's a simple, good man, but he did blow it. Go ahead.
Well, no, I agree with you that, you know, he could have done a better job, but he's on the field. He's leading the fight on that issue, so I can't really criticize him. At least he did something. That's better than nothing. Thanks for the call.
He's lacking.
Go ahead.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, take care. Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
I've talked to you before. I'm the retired police chief. I tell you what, I think people, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and I've traditionally always been a Republican. My family, my mother was chairman of a Republican Party in the county I was from. I see the only party that addresses what I believe in, and I think most conservatives would believe in, is the Libertarian Party. And I find a lot of people don't know anything about the Libertarian Party. And, I think that the listeners of this show should, really check out the Libertarian Party, because they're addressing these things about the Second Amendment, about immigration control. I mean, our troops should not be in Iraq. They should be on our damn border. And, it amazes me, though, the ignorance the people have of the Bill of Rights, and when you look at the platforms of the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, they're doing the same thing. And it's, there again, I reiterate what you say, it's the globalists, there's no difference. They're just labelists. The Libertarian Party, to me, is the only party really addressing these concerns today. And I ask people, well, what do you think about the Libertarian Party? Oh, that bunch of kooks, they're all for dealing drugs and all this. They don't even know what the Libertarian Party platform is.
Well, Jeff, I think you've called once before, and you were talking about how they control areas through the police chiefs.
They do.
The feds run the system. This is how they're taking over America. But for those that just joined us, and to recap, the Supreme Court rule that the circuit court out in San Francisco ruling that I read on air stands, and the ruling says they can ban any gun they want. There is no individual right to own guns. There is no Second Amendment for the average person. And now the Supreme Court has said, we agree with that. No need to hear the case. And Bush says he'll re-sign the assault weapons ban next year with added banned guns. And all over the country, they're expanding the size of the BATF and local anti-gun police squads, taking the anti-drug funding and moving over there for the war on guns, not the war on drugs. Your response, your take on that?
I agree absolutely. The war on drugs is a joke. Well, I'll tell you, when one of my officers, I had a reserve force at the department I worked at, and one of my officers was Chuck Norris. Chuck's a big, really a good guy, but he's a big Bush supporter and big, but I'm sending him your videos, by the way. Very smart, and we were having a discussion a couple of years ago. He had filmed one of his shows. It was a Christmas show, and he was really having some trouble with CBS. And I said, "What's the deal?" And he said, "They don't want me to mention baby Jesus." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Well, why do you think?" He said, "The Jewish influence in the media is really, really strong." Now, I'm not anti-Jewish. In fact, I'm not at all. I'm not anti-anything.
But certainly, it's wrong for those executives who obviously don't like Christianity to try to mold things, and that's been on the record. And by the way, sir, I may have heard of you, because I know Chuck Norris came out to the Gray's property during that standoff.
Right.
I know that he is a reserve deputy. I believe it's Plano.
Terrell.
Terrell.
He was a reserve police officer. I was a police chief there.
Well, Terrell's a pretty big city. I know he's been involved with several. I think I've heard about you.
You may have. I was in the media some after we made a pretty big... We got involved with the federal government, what they call a med operation, where you round up, it was targeting crack cocaine dealers. We arrested about 105 people, and he was involved in some of the arrests because DEA wanted some publicity on it, and I said one of my reserve officers is Chuck Norris, and he participated in some of the arrests. Problem is, Alex, that of the cases filed, 105, 60 of them were state cases. None of them, there were no convictions from any of the state cases. The federal government took plea bargains, everything. there again, just an example that narcotics prohibition is not working. I would encourage, as I said, and I had discussions with Chuck about this. The Libertarian Party's got the only answer to me on this, and they don't say that drugs are good. They're just saying we're throwing a lot of money and it's not being successful. But you know, a lot of people are getting rich fighting drugs in this country.
Well, I mean, Jeff, let's look at the facts here. They banned alcohol. Alcoholism skyrocketed, tripled. Crime.
Prohibition does not work.
Organized crime exploded in size. It corrupted local officials. It created, helped them expand the regulators and the enforcers.
Look what it's done here, yeah, with our seizure laws. And so some of those things is the most unconstitutional things there are, Alex.
And now with the narcotics and drugs in general, we have more people in prison than ever before. We have triple the heroin, double the cocaine on the streets. And I'm telling you right now, the CIA ships in the majority of it.
And they're using these laws, Alex, to go after law-abiding citizens to get into your homes, to seize your guns. It's control. It's control.
Well, now, I remember reading a lot of Dallas Morning News articles and Fort Worth Star-Telegram articles about Chuck Norris being a reserve police officer. Isn't he married to a police officer?
Yes, his wife is a former California deputy sheriff.
Yeah, I knew that, and I knew that Chuck liked to go out to scenes. I mean, he showed up at the Gray's property.
Yeah.
The landing in a helicopter.
Well, he was very sympathetic with Gray's. Chuck's really a conservative, but like a lot of conservatives, Alex, the Republican Party's got a lot of them fooled. And I was a Republican for years. I'm a life member of the NRA. But I don't like where it's going now. I'm kind of like Neil Knox. But Chuck, I'm sending him your videos. He knows of you. We've spoken of you quite a bit. He admires you. But we got to get these videos out to people.
Well, that's amazing. Chuck Norris admires me.
Yes, he does.
I don't
does.
Know why,
he
but
he does.
Well, I hope that Jeff, you'll send me a letter with all your info, and I could have you on as a guest sometime.
I'll be glad to, Alex.
Yeah, just send me a letter and inside attention, Alex Jones, and how I can get in touch with you, Jeff, and I'd like to have you on as a guest.
Well, Alex, you're to me a voice in the wilderness. You're doing a great job. I just wish we could. I just wish people would wake up. And thank God we have you.
Well, no, I mean, thank God we got people like you out there, Jeff. Take care.
All right, bye, Alex.
You bet. Yeah, I've been at old stomping grounds there in Terrell, Texas. But I knew that he was involved with the Plano Police Department, and I do remember Terrell as well, raiding crack houses. So Chuck Norris is actually the real deal. Likes to run in to crack houses, getting shot at by drug dealers. And he did show up during the whole standoff out in East Texas and helped kind of cool that down when all of that happened about 3 years ago. But amazing that I'm going to have to probably try to get Chuck Norris on the show sometime. We've had other famous people on the show before. But I do want to hear from callers on this subject. I mean, what do you think about what's happening to the Second Amendment? I mean, we're losing it. We're losing the bedrock of America, the First and Second Amendment, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Tenth. We're losing it all. Paul in Indiana. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. I was watching C-SPAN the other day and saw a really encouraging debate at Boston University. And the topic of the debate was, are we losing our civil liberties in the war against terrorism? And they had, you know, three people on each side of the issue giving their arguments. And there must have been 400 or 500 kids and students in the audience. And after it was all said and done, of course, they had the president of the ACLU up there, and it was all said and done, and the moderator said, okay, if you're, you know, for the argument that we are losing our civil liberties, you know, move over to the left, and if you're, you know, if you don't think we are, then move to the right. I'm telling you, there was like 98% of those kids and students were on the left, and not only that, but they they formed lines and gave statements as to why they thought we were losing them or we weren't losing them, and, you know, asked questions. It was unbelievable. I mean, you know, I didn't realize that there was that big of a movement or a knowledge that, how bad it's getting.
Paul, I've been on over, and I keep saying this because it's such good news. It's not, I've been on a bunch of radio shows. It's the good news. I've done 1,300-plus radio interviews in the last 26 months, or more than 26 months now, since 9/11. And I'm telling you, a caller who disagrees with what I'm saying is the rarity. Everybody instinctively knows there's a problem now. And you saw that on C-SPAN. You say 98% of the people lining up were against the Patriot Act?
Yeah, at least 98%.
Anything else you'd like to add about this?
You know, I just wanted to ask you...
Stay there.
I heard...
Stay there. We'll get your question after the break, Paul. We got a break. And we'll come on, come back and let you finish up. Go to Doris and others. Then I am going to shift gears and get into the economy and the war. And just believe me, you want to stay with us. It's very important news.
Oh, my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of establishment types care about the country, but it takes real moral courage to admit the type of corrupt system we're living under and to stand up and speak out against it. It's very easy to rationalize, but we wouldn't have all these dirty crack dens, and your daughters wouldn't be crack whores or heroin heads if drugs were decriminalized. It's just a fact, folks. You could buy heroin, cocaine, for the price of, you know, bubble gum, literally 60, 70, 80 years ago in this country. And drug use was a lot lower than it is today. But you make it illegal, you add money to it, and jet boats and Porsches and million-dollar houses, it becomes a status symbol, and then you recruit an army of salesmen. I mean, let's say if somebody suddenly made corn, $100 a can, suddenly there'd be a lot of corn salesmen out there, wouldn't there? But instead, it's a couple dollars a bushel, so nobody really wants to sell corn. So that's kind of a weird analogy, but I hope it gets through to you. You create the crime. You create the laws people are breaking. You add a bunch of money to it. I mean, look, I'm not for the drug dealers. They're a bunch of trash, most of them, a bunch of weaselly trash, a bunch of hopped-up idiots. They kill cops. They kill citizens. 9 out of 10 robberies are some drug head. They're causing the crime. Since they had the war on drugs, our crime rate goes up and up and up. It's not meant to stop the drugs, people. Let's go back to Paul and let him finish up. Paul in Indiana, go ahead.
Alex, I heard you mention briefly that story in the Associated Press about the, was it a judge in Texas that made some new law about if a student in his graduation speech mentions God or Jesus, that they automatically serve a 6-month sentence or something like that?
Yes, for contempt of court.
Yeah, I'd really like to read that article. Do you have any kind of a...
Yes, it is deep in last Friday's stack, but I can dig it out later in the next hour, and there's also a WorldNet Daily article from Friday on it here in the stack, and it lists about 5-6 different cases of kindergartners, second graders. This is happening everywhere, but now just praying or saying the word Jesus, they're confiscating Bibles, you name it, and these cases are all over the place. But yes, I'll dig the article out.
Great. I appreciate it.
In fact, let me tell Paul Watson to do this. I know he's listening. Paul, will you post those on prisonplanet.com? Because for some reason I didn't see those on Friday on the site. I printed them, but we didn't have them posted. Thanks for the call, Paul. Hey, I appreciate it.
Take care, Alex.
Good to hear from you. And I wasn't talking to the caller telling him to post them. I was talking to Paul Watson, not Paul from Indiana. Before I end this hour and come back with Doris and Jacob and others, I want to encourage every listener out there to join me this Saturday at the Alamo Drafthouse Movie Theater, beautiful movie theater, to show Road to Tyranny and John Carpenter's They Live at the West Oaks Shopping Center there at the Alamo Drafthouse Movie Theater. 6 p.m., I'll give a speech, show Road to Tyranny, take questions, then we'll show the film. It's an affair that'll go from about 6 to 11:30 at night. Great place to network, great place to meet people. Last time it sold out. So go to Infowars.com, link through to the website of Alamo Drafthouse. Go ahead and pre-buy your tickets. I don't think it'll be oversold this time because it's the second event, but who knows? Hope to see you there this Saturday in Houston, Texas. Also, get Road to Tyranny, get Masters of Terror, get Matrix of Evil, my new video, get Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get the videos, or call toll-free to get the films and make copies of them and give them to people, like Jeff's going to do to Chuck Norris. 1-888-253-3139. Make the call. 1-888-253-3139, and they make great gifts as well. Second hour straight ahead.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive.
The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.